Good morning. Welcome to worship here at Kemeny Parish Church. To all who are here in person, all watching live online, catch-up service, welcome all to worship today. A few intimations at the start of our time. A reminder that next Sunday, the 18th of December, there'll be a service of carols by candlelight in the evening, 6:30 p.m. at Kintore Parish Church. 6:30 p.m. next Sunday at Kintore Parish Church. Where is it? Oh, very good. Great. There's a new slide announcement about from Fantastic Families for a nativity trail, and it's been circulating up front. But for more information about this nativity trail, please speak with Sarah Earley for more information. A reminder as well that Loaves and Fishes, our cafe at the church center, it will close this Friday, 16th December, and will reopen on the 17th of January, giving a much-needed break to Suzanne and to her team. So. And finally, I've been asked to make an intimation about this. This is, as you know, probably a QR code, and Jim has told me that these are coming up all around the village, and this will be a thing where you can take out your phone and take a picture of the QR code, and it will give you up-to-date information and news what's happening at Kemeny Parish Church. So be on the lookout for these QR codes around so we can all stay as up-to-date as we can about the life and ministry of our church family. Are there any other intimations to share at the start of our time? With those shared then, let's begin our time of worship together by singing together our first song of praise, O Come and Join the Dance.
Together with our prayers. Heavenly Father, we bring you our thanks and our praise for all that you have created, the world and all the people in it. We know we don't always care for the world properly, and we are sorry for this, and we ask your help to do better. We know we don't always care for each other properly, Lord, and we are sorry for this too. Help us to do better, we pray. We give you thanks for all the things we have, not only our health, warmth and food, but the gifts you give us of time and talents with which to serve you. We ask your blessings on these things, and may we use our gifts, along with the money brought each week, to your work and your glory. We give you thanks especially today for our young people and the adults who work with them, teaching and nurturing them as they grow in knowledge and love for you. We all know children are our future. Help us all to encourage them and the adults who work with them and care for them. Shower your blessings on them, Lord, especially today as they share their worship with us. In the name of your Son we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Rita. We continue to be in the season of Advent together. You may remember Advent itself means arrival or coming. This is a season of preparation, and each week of Advent, we light one more candle. We draw nearer to Christmas Eve, to the birth of the Savior of the world. As we heard, each candle signifies a different part of our Christian faith. And today's candle that we will light is the candle of joy. And I just want to say, joy is not the same thing as happiness. It's not. Happiness is an emotion. And do emotions always stay the same? Or do they change as all throughout the day of any given hour, whether we've had a nap, had enough food? Emotions go up and down. But when Scripture speaks about joy as a fruit of the Spirit, it's talking about something given to us by God. It's something that's poured into our hearts and our lives by the Holy Spirit. Joy given by God is an unshakable sense of contentment, of resting in the presence, love, and provision of the Lord. And so as we continue our Advent journey, let us lean into the joy that God offers each of us, as we will light our third candle now. And we sing together, joyfully, O come, Emmanuel. Time for the fun part. Now it's time for our children's nativity. Sir?
Enjoy your show. Let us pray. Dear God, thank you for all the fun and excitement of Christmas. Thank you for the amazing nativity story that tells us about the birth of Jesus. Thank you for sending us your son, a gift from you into our world. In your name, amen.
In the Bible, we learn that God can do anything at all. God did miracles all through the Bible, and he still does miracles today at Christmas. We remember the miracle of Jesus and God's love for us. For this song, grab a partner or an imaginary partner and let's go.
God can do anything at all. God can do anything at all. Nothing is too big for him and nothing is too small. God can do
Don't put him in a box, don't shove him in a corner. Don't you limit what he can do. Don't put him in a box, don't shove him in a corner. Don't you limit what he can do.
Let's go faster. God can do anything, anything at all. God can do anything, anything at all. Nothing is too big for him and nothing is too small. God can do anything, anything
faster.
At all.
Don't put him in a box, don't shove him in a corner. Don't you limit what he can do. Don't put him in a box, don't shove him in a corner. Don't you limit what he can do. Don't shove him in the corner. Don't you limit what he can do. Don't put him in the box. Don't shove him in the corner. Don't limit what he can do.
Okay, really, really fast.
God can do anything, anything at all. God can do anything, anything at all. Nothing is too big for him and nothing is too small. God can do anything, anything at all.
Don't put him in the box. Don't shove him in the corner. Don't you limit what he can do. Don't put him in the box. Don't shove him in the corner. Don't limit what he can do.
Give me a hand wave.
For a child is born to us, a son is given to us.
The government rests on his shoulders. He will be called Wonderful Counselor.
Teagle!
Everlasting Father. Prince of Peace. Isaiah 9.6.
Welcome to our Nativity, a story of old, a story of prophet. Isaiah foretold a story so special, unique, and so true. A very special story for me and you.
An angel called Gabriel came from above to tell Virgin Mary of God's special love. Greetings, he said. The Lord is with you. Let me explain what the Lord will do.
Don't be afraid, you are God's chosen one. You will give birth to Jesus. God's son. Mary was puzzled. How can this be? Why am I favored? Why choose me?
The angel said, Mary, God's spirit will come. The Holy One will be born. God's only son, Elizabeth, your cousin, is present to no world from God will ever fail you.
Elizabeth, baby wept for joy in her room when Mary said, I am she and his room. Bless all you, the child you will bear. God's promises fulfilled because of his care.
And Caesar Augustus issued a decree, a census to count all the people you see. Mary and Joseph left the very same day to travel to Bethlehem so far away.
They arrived in the town. The house of David. No room, no room, no room. The innkeepers were late. Go around the back. There's an old stable there.
Drafty and Dirty were the animal shoe.
The baby was born, they called him Jesus. Emmanuel, Prince of Peace. The one sent to save us. In a manger they laid him, no crib or a bed for a little Lord Jesus to lay his young head.
At this time, some shepherds relaxing, Gabriel appears with a host of angels dancing. Do not be afraid. I have great news of joy, the birth of the Messiah, the Savior, a boy. The shepherd said, let's go quickly. Straight away the Lord has spoken. Let's be hasty. Lead the way. They ran to the baby and then spread the word. Amazed at the news, people's hearts were stirred. Mary treasured these things and pondered them softly. The shepherd left Bethlehem, praising God loudly. The quiet praise, the loud praise, the praise of pure joy. Thanks be to God for the gift of his boy.
Three wise men studying maps of the sky saw a large star and they wondered why from east to the west. They traveled afar worshipping Jesus with God, Francinus Mary.
Our nativity is over, but God's story is not. 700 years of Isaiah's prophecy, God never forgot the love that he showed to his world today. Through the gift of his Son, Christ Jesus, hooray!
For God loved the world so much he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not die but have eternal life.
Enjoyed our show. We have some special guests we would like to introduce to you today, the stars of our nativity.
another round of applause for all of our wonderful nativity players. Thanks to Sarah for all of the hard work to make that come together. That is no easy feat. And to all the parents supporting it as well, we're hugely appreciative in having our children involved to help us celebrate the Christmas story. So well done, everyone who was involved in this year's nativity. We'll continue the festivities by singing our next song of praise, Heaven Invites You to a Party. Let's pray. God of love, through your prophets, you call us to lift our eyes to the horizon. When the new world of your promise begins to dawn, give us faith to hope for and eyes to see the signs of your kingdom in our midst. Give us the hope we need to live out your kingdom in our daily lives and courage to work for a better world. With the eyes of faith, help us to see where you are already at work. And show us, Lord, what it is you want us to do. We look for the day, Lord, when you will be all in all. Come and save us, Emmanuel. God of love, today we pray for all who are traveling through the valley of deep darkness, who are alone or in company, in our community, in the silence of our hearts now, we name the people we know who especially need your presence today. We ask for the blessing of your shalom, your peace, and your tender presence to be with them. We look for the day, Lord, when you will be all in all. Come and save us, O God. Loving God, you give priority to what is weak in this world. You lift up the poor. You free the captive. You make the desert blossom, and you bring exiles home. We pray today for courageous leadership that gives priority to those who are often overlooked in society. May we, as your church, show your concern for outsider and for stranger, and for all who need relief from hardships. We look for the day, Lord, when you will be all in all. Come and save us, O God. God of all love, at this time of year, so many people are lost or lonely. As we give thanks for the love that we know in our own lives, we pray as well for all who are struggling with depression or fear. May our churches and our communities be places of sanctuary for all. May you inspire us to give of what we have, offering generous welcome, peace, warmth, and kindness. May we show Jesus to everyone we meet and help lift the burdens of those who are struggling. We look for the day when you will be all in all. Come and save us, O God. Loving God, you have placed us in community, and you ask us to live in unity with one another. In all our wonderful diversity and uniqueness, managing our conflicts, learning to listen with our whole hearts, including all, whatever their age or situation or background. In you, Lord, we find ourselves surrounded by a warm and loving embrace. May you teach us anew to reveal your loving kindness to the world around us, to travel faithfully in this Advent season as your pilgrim people, until we are gathered into your greater light with all of your saints, and every tear is wiped away forever. We look for the day, O Lord, when you will be all in all. Come and save us, O God. As a sign of our faith in you, Lord Jesus, we now join our voices together in prayer, praying the words that you taught us, saying, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. We close our Nativity Sunday with singing another wonderful Advent carol, Once in Royal David's City.
Thank you.
As we continue our Advent journey, as we draw closer to the manger, may the joy of this nativity and the joy of the Christmas message deepen and permeate our hearts evermore. And may the blessing of Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, may this blessing rest upon each of us and upon all who we know, this day and forevermore.
Amen.